Good evening, and Gmach Sima Toivo. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas, Elio Chaim, and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and the Leilui Nishmas Gittel Basarav Eliezer Menoach, and a Refua Shleima for Malia Bas Altasora, Rivka Rafaela Bas Lea, Zev Aaron Ben Tzipora, and Tzipora Sheinel Bas Hanaleah. Yeser Simei Tshuva, the whole season, is a season of discomfort, one might say. We know about Rosh Hashanah Yikosevun, Yom Kippur Yechosemun, the judgment that's taking place. It's certainly, we all share the emotion that we wish we would already be sitting in the sukkah. But there is an aspect to it which maybe isn't emphasized enough and maybe at great peril to our own menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, and maybe sometimes to that of our children, and sometimes either to adults later on who have had negative memories or experiences in Yahadus, and later on it starts to take its toll on them, which unfortunately we see today. And the element which may be missing in much of our religious experiences and deliberation is the role of our connection and our bitochon in Hashem, the level with which, the intensity with which, the extent with which we put our trust in Hashem. If I may, an aside for a moment, we're in the midst here of conducting for our yeshiva and our some of our meisters and our programs, one of these charity campaigns. I had scheduled this evening a talk with a group of people upon the season, you know, and before Yom Kippur, but about Bitochen. The chevre here, I think, were a little bit disturbed that I left in the middle. You know, we have a goal, we have to make a lot of money, and making phone calls and so forth. Okay, but you got to do what you got to do. And came back after my lecture about Bitochen and getting ready to make this teleconference as well in Yonei Bitochen. In between, I get a phone call a donation, which was probably so far this evening the largest donation by far, and it was $25,000. My stock certainly went up with the oilam here, and they say, hey, you know something? Maybe working on this Bitochen isn't such a bad idea after all. Well, the truth of the matter is, it's not a bad idea at all. Oh, Agav, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention anyone who does want to donate. It's charity, charidy.com/priority, no dash, just the numeral one, priority numeral one, and whatever. Anything is tripled and is certainly appreciated, but that was just a agav so that my people here shouldn't be upset at me. Anyway, but the truth of the matter is that the bitochen is a critical ingredient, not only in this season, but in our entire existence. And allow me to elaborate for a moment. This is a season of Malchius. Rosh Hashanah is where Mamlich Hashem, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlich, Leilam Void. We change the Nusach of Davening to HaMelech HaMishpot. He's the Melech who sits in judgment over the world. So it's a serious Malchus. He's a serious Melech, and he takes his charges to task when appropriate. But what we forget sometimes is that he's the Melech, Oizer U'Meshia U'Mogen. And the Vilna Goin in the Abni Me'elio says that the Melech who helps and who saves and who shields refers to three levels of bitochen. He's the melech who helps those who do their hishtadlus. Well, he's there. You do your hishtadlus, and he helps and trust him. He's the melech ha moshia. You put your trust in him and don't do anything, and he saves you. And he's the melech ha mogen. You do the opposite. You put yourself in danger. You put yourself in a bad situation, and this melech, and you have bitochen in him, because of your bitochen, the melech will protect you and save you and shield you as well. Very interesting. We stand in front of the melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he is influenced to accomplish and to do for us that which we desire by the level of bitochen that we have. If you have less bitochen, you got to do little ishtadlus. If you have a little more bitochen, you don't have to do any ishtadlus. Don't do anything negative. If you have so much bitochen, you could even do something negative, and Hashem will help. And each one, we influence the melech hamishpot, the melech who sits in judgment. We influence him in what he does with our lives, to our lives, in our lives, with the extent to which we have our bitochen. So this bitochen is a very, very powerful tool. The truth of the matter is, it's based on something else. We also say, before we say HaMelech HaMishpo, we say HaMelech HaKodesh. Kodesh, Hashem is Nikdash, Vakel HaKodesh, Nikdash B'Tzdoko. The Kodesh that he's Mufar, separate, refers to the Midah of Tzdoko. The Goyin says, Tzdoko means giving us beyond what we deserve. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech, not the Kale on this week, we emphasize the Melech, but HaKodesh, the Melech who sits in judgment and gives, continues to give, Kodesh, 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 emphasized, above emphasis, all emphasis, give us beyond what we deserve. This is the Melech we sit in front of. This is the Malchus. So this season should conjure up in us this sense of confidence in Hashem. This sense of, yes, there's a Melech judging the world, but who's this Melech? This is the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But HaKodesh Baruch Hu Nikdash Bitztoko. He is Kodesh, separate, way above and beyond, in the Midah, more than anything else maybe, in the Midah of Tztoko, giving beyond what we deserve. When Hashem, knowing Hashem, gives beyond what we deserve, already takes away some of that overwhelming pachad. Yes, he's the Melech HaMishpot, but he's also the Melech HaKodesh. And even in the Melech HaMishpot, it's very interesting to note that we say Hoshiva Shevtenu Kvar Yishanu. The rest of the bracha we don't change. Just the end we add with HaMelech HaMishpot. We ask him to reign as the Melech above us, upon us. How does he reign? What does his Malchus look like? It's Chesed, kindness, Rachamim, mercy, Betzadikenu Bamishpot, and sitting in judgment, constantly looking to find opportunities, ways, justifications, excuses, if you will, to give us beyond what we have earned, beyond what we deserve. If this is the Melech that we are Mamlich, if this is the Dayan that we stand in judgment in front of, the attitude has to be completely different. The attitude has to be one of strengthening that bitochen, because we know the extent to which it's to which it influences the judgment in our favor. There's a very interesting idea that we've mentioned here many times, but I think it's so appropriate to mention again, that Hashem, when he sits in judgment, there are two categories. Ein Hashem El Yireyof, he looks favorably as the Yirei Hashem, the Tefirim, and Lamiyachalim Lachastoy. Second category, the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma there, and to those who await his kindness, even though they're not worthy of being called God-fearing people, they're not Yirei Hashem, but they're awaiting his kindness, and he treats them the same way. Lahatzil mimoves nafshom, ulachayosam barov. He saves them from death. He saves them from hunger. Takes care of them. Both of these groups are deserving of that care. And the truth of the matter is that that we say this idea, or we find this idea, in the Avinu Malkeinu. The Marsho explains that Avinu Malkeinu is a reflection on that paragraph we say after Tkiya Shefer. Im k'ayom harasoylam, hayom yamin b'mishpot kol Yisrael. Hashem stands in judgment, all the creation. Im kibonim, im kavonim. There's two categories. Sons, children, and servants. If we're worthy to be called your sons, your children, then have rachmanas on us. A father has rachmanas on his son. If we're not worthy even to be called your children, we've been so inappropriate in our actions that we're not even worthy to be called children. Our eyes are riveted on you. Until you give us this free gift, this matnas chinam, chanina, we do not stop looking at you. We're trusting, we're relying, we're counting on you. And it seems that even when we're not worthy of being called bonim to Hashem, but when our eyes are focused on Hashem, then that makes the difference. We're servants. We're not acting properly as children. But we're counting on you. We have no one else to count on. We're trusting you. We're relying on you. That's also a winning formula in the din when we put our trust in Hashem. And that the halal is so important in understanding that that's what Hashem wants. I'd like to conclude with a thought that I heard. I believe I mentioned it. I just can't resist mentioning it again. And I think it's so appropriate. In Shir HaShirim, Hashem refers to Klal Yisrael by three names. Biti, my daughter, Achisi, my sister, and Imi, my mother. And the Rashi brings that the Tanoim were concerned, like, what's the pshat in that? What does that mean? So it says that the pshat brings from his father, from Rebbe Lozer, I think, brings from his father. He says that Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael as a daughter. But what happens if the daughter doesn't behave properly? She's not worthy to be considered a daughter. We can't live as father and daughter this way. But he doesn't reject her. He doesn't stop loving her until he calls her my sister. And then, if that doesn't work, until he calls her Imi, my mother. What's the pshat? Says, Hashem looks at us as a daughter, a loving daughter. Loves us, we love him. We don't act properly as a daughter. Daughter can't act this way to a father, it's not appropriate. He says, you know something? We can't get along in this relationship. We have to change the dynamics, change the parameter of the relationship. From now on, we're going to act as brother and sister. Brother and sister can be a little more tolerant of inappropriate behavior one to another. So, now you're my sister. She doesn't even act as a sister can act. Then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, we're going to start a new relationship. It'll be like a father and a mother, like a son and a mother. I'll be like your son, you'll be like my mother. A mother, she raised me, she took care of me. What am I going to do? Now she's not treating me nicely, but she's my old mother who did so much for me for my whole life. How can I ever reject her? That's the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. When he loves us so much, but we can't be considered a daughter. We don't act like daughters. Okay, you know, we'll pretend we're brother and sister. Now, when we don't even act like a good sister, then we'll pretend like we're son and mother. A mother, no matter how inappropriately she acts now, she's my mother. She did so much for me my whole life. How can I ever reject her? How can I ever not love her, despite the way she may be treating me now? This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the relationship with Klal Yisrael. This is the way we have to look at our loving relationship with Hashem, and never, never for a moment to think that that love from Hashem to us isn't there in its fullness, always looking to judge us and assure that everything for us in our lives is all for the good, all goes well, and he can grant us, through the power of our relationship with him, the fulfillment of all of our heart's desires. May we be zeiche in these days approaching Yom Kippur, that Hashem should listen and accept our tefillahs zeicha to the fulfillment of all of our heart's desires, that Hashem should be memale, kol mishaloi seinu l'toiva. We should be zeicha to be written, remembered and written. I like to say that we say zochreinu, remember us. We say b'sefer chayim, brocha v'shalom, and also nizocher v'nikos. We should be remembered and written. What's the pshat? Hashem can't forget. Ein shikcho v'nei kisei k'videcho. I think the pshat is Hashem makes himself like he forgets, because he can't bear to see the Klal Yisrael that can't be rewarded with all the rewards he wants to give us. So he has to look the other way. So first we ask him, Zochreinu, Nizocher, we should be remembered, L'chaim. And then, Nikosef, once you've remembered us, and you see that that memory is a positive, we're asking to be looked at positively. Don't ignore us, forget about us, because you can't grant us the good. Look at us in a positive way and grant us the good. Nizocher, Nikosef, we should be Nizocher, Nikosef, B'sefer HaChaim, with a shnas, geula, Yeshua, and there should be Yeshua's, refuah's, parnoso, shiduchim, all kol minei, kol mi, kol mili de meitav lonu ulachol Yisrael. Next week, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and the following week, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we will not have this session, and we will resume the Wednesday night after Sukkos. So, Gmar Sima Teva and